Researchers have known for some time that children who experience abuse and neglect will continue to be negatively affected, even as adults. But it's not always clear how to protect youngsters. KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports on a program in New Mexico that may have cracked the code.
Say hi.
7-month-old Jeremiah is smiling and squirming at the two women cooing over him in a Silver City apartment.
He's a happy baby.
Mm-hmm. Very happy baby.
Yeah. And it's due to all the love that you give him and the time that you spend with him, you know.
That's Carmen Ortiz, who's a friend, teacher, and helping hand for Jeremiah's mother, Katrina Rios. But Ortiz's official title is home visitor for the firstborn program. Ortiz has been visiting with the 21-year-old mother since her first baby was born, about 18 months ago. She'll keep coming by until Rios's oldest boy is 3.
It's nice to have, like, somebody tell me that I'm doing a good job, because then it makes me feel like I'm doing great. Like, they're on track, so I'm doing good. And it helps a lot.
Firstborn has been giving that kind of help to Grant County parents here in southwestern New Mexico since 1997. It's since spread to many other counties in the state. Anyone parenting a baby for the first time is eligible, regardless of gender or income. The program spends an average of $3,400 per family, or $3.7 million statewide each year in public and private money. But that's still so much cheaper than most of the other home visitation programs across the country. And for all parents, including Rios, firstborn is entirely free.
I learn a lot from Carmen, and she also helps and gives me advice.
Like today, when Ortiz gently convinced Rios to talk to a counselor about her postpartum depression. Later, as Ortiz and I drive away, she says bringing up things like this is always delicate.
And all I can do is not just come and be a teacher, but I want to meet them where they're at. And then I just walk with them.
Through whatever they're dealing with, whether it's an abusive partner or potty training. And that's making a difference, according to the RAND Corporation, a global research think tank. The group says firstborn children are breastfed longer, have fewer emergency room visits, and fewer hospitalizations than other local children. What's less quantifiable is the benefit parents feel from having someone they can always turn to. In a house across town, 3-month-old Aria Inigis is the star of the show as home visitor Veronica Minus checks in with parents Anna and Cy. Right now, the topic is peekaboo.
She kind of stares at me like I've lost my mind, but that's okay.
That's okay. That look never goes away. My teenage son still gives me that look, so it's okay.
Their connection hasn't always been so lighthearted. Anna Inigis also went through a bout of postpartum depression. She says it took Minus's support to help get her through these first 3 months.
Well, it's a full-time job, so you go to a full-time job and you come home to a full-time job. That was definitely a shock. I'm like, oh yeah, babies sleep all the time right now. No, they don't.
And that kind of stuff can blindside you, no matter if you're a first-time parent at 40 or 14. Firstborn has worked with both. As founder Vicky Johnson puts it,
we're all in this together, and we all have something to learn.
That's why Johnson doesn't just see home visitation as a nice thing.
It is an imperative. We as a culture cannot allow our babies and our children to experience adverse childhood experiences. It impacts the rest of their life.
Firstborn may soon get help in this fight. The RAND Corporation is in the process of possibly giving the program what's called evidence-based status. That would make it eligible for federal money and allow it to expand, perhaps to Arizona. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Silver City, New Mexico.